Right, a very good evening to all of you listening to 101 Radio Miraya, and welcome to another special episode of Radio Miraya's Hard Talk of the Community Conversation Show, where we unpack issues affecting our communities. My name is Moyo Jacob Felix.
And I am Viola Elias.
And so tonight, we will discuss a rising technological threat that is slowly entering our communities. How is artificial intelligence dividing and manipulating communities? Artificial intelligence, commonly known as AI, is now being used in many ways our people do not understand. It's present in smartphones, social media, WhatsApp groups, and even in political and communal messaging. So AI can create fake voices, can create fake images, can create fake videos that appear completely real.
You're right, Moyo Jacob. And in South Sudan context, this raises a very serious question. Is AI creating peace, or are some using it quietly to fuel divisions among our communities? We have already seen examples of AI-generated messages spreading rumors in cattle camps, tea stalls, and also markets, and voices pretending to be from chiefs, politicians, or military leaders are being used to spark tribal fear, to mobilize youth, and also to manipulate communities for political gain. That's right. And also, some AI-generated videos circulating online claims that certain leaders have insulted particular tribes, when in reality, those leaders never said those words. And just recently, President Salva Kiir signed the Cybercrime and Computer Misuse Bill into law, making this conversation even more interested. To help us understand this, we are pleased and honored to be joined by our guest, and let me give him the privilege of introducing himself. Hello.
Good evening to all of you and to our listeners. It's a privilege having me here this evening. My name is Tony Kenny. I work for Digital Rights Frontline, leading the Safety.com initiative, which is a cyber safety flagship that is supporting citizens in tackling cyber threats and giving them also support. My work focuses on helping our citizens, as well as our state, on staying safe in the digital space and use technology in a way that can promote peace, truth, and also give them opportunities.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kenyi, for joining us. And let's go for a short break. And would have loved to go for a short break, but now it's 26 minutes after the hour, and I would love to go right away into our conversations right this moment. I would like you to actually begin with a direct question. I mean, can artificial intelligence or AI fuel division and manipulate communities, especially here in South Sudan?
Well, directly, a direct answer is yes.
All right.
We can do that.
How? Like how?
So we need to understand what artificial intelligence is, first of all. So simply, AI is a machine, or maybe it's a computer system that are trained to perform tasks that think that require them to think like a human. You can think about it like your phone suggests what if you're typing something. Or maybe if you're having a Facebook account, you'll be scrolling and then you'll see some suggestions coming up on your newsfeed. So these digital tools, there are two ways of how they have been used. They can either be used in a positive way or they can be used in a negative way. And when they are used in a negative way, that is where by now they can seriously create harm and they can incite violence all over. So AI in South Sudan, there are people who are using it for positive interaction and there are people who are using it into a negative interaction. So how AI can cause division among the community and all that, one of them is just the spread of misinformation. This is one of the biggest dangers of using artificial intelligence. So right now, there are people who can use AI to clone messages, to write articles that are falsely and also misinforming the public. So when it goes out there, and people disseminate it, there are people who can think for some seconds and they can reason about whether this is real or it's not real. They will try to do some verification, but there are people who, when they come across such a content, they do believe it. And if someone happened to write maybe some bad article about a certain community in the country, maybe a tribe or group of people, that kind of information will mislead them, and they will believe whatever say that has been written using AI. This is what I can say about this.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony, for that elaborate answer there. Just in a simple Arabic, maybe, you know, ناس كتار لا مثلا ساكنين في المغاتات ولا في الكارية يعني لما نسمع كلام AI ده حاجة جديدة عندهم ده حاجة هم ما عارفينهم. How can someone مثلا الغايد في كاتول كام ولا مثلا في الكارية بقدر بيدنتيفاي فيك فويس نوت على مثلا في تليفون ولا في جهاز بتاعه from real one يعني كيف هم بقدر differentiate يعني fake voice و voice الحقيقة؟
يعني صراحة كده لما نجي أو لما نتكلم عن صوت يعني هو شوية كده صعب عشان تقدر تفرق بين صوت كزول الحقيقي وبين صوت البس يعني مبرمج ولا صوت عمله بـ AI. لكن لو ده فيديو مثلا كده في تولز في أجهزة ممكن عادي ولا في سايتات ممكن عادي زول بقدر بمشي فيه وبخط الفيديو بعمل أبلود للفيديو ده هناك بعدها بشوف أناليسيس تا الفيديو ده إذا ده AI generated ولا ده هاي الأسفل لكن عشان تميز بين صوت هو شوية صعب وده واحد من التحديات يعني اللي قاعد يواجه ناس كتار حاليا ذاته في السودان.
نعم Right. Kamal Marata, we now see AI can write messages that appears to come from leaders. How is this possible?
بطريقة سهل كده يعني اللي أنا بقول طبعا أي زول ذاته قاعد يستخدم AI ده هم عندهم يعني شنو عندهم هدف معين مرات هي اللي بيستخدمه عشان بس كيف بقدر بيسبب مشاكل كتير وفي ناس أنا اللي يستخدموا AI ده عشان يتعلموا به حاجات كتير سو زول اللي قاعد يكتب رسائل لناس الحكومة ولا مثلا أي مثل ما then along the society is made a commission or information government. So there is a woman and the other, and a real answer and not a leader thing, where it has been in the China or the first or the other thing. But I don't know my limits to say, I think about any government or not telling them next. The first thing is, I'm not getting them to start, to save this, to end in the trial, and this is a number of the extra the time, begin the government. ولا كيف تسلم ولا كان كده يتهيأ تسلم ملان كل ما هم بيجوا معلومات بالكل وبعدين بتحس هذا بطريقة كده مستعجلة عشان كيف الجهاز ولا النظام اللي قاعدين يستخدمونه بقدر بس الحاجة البتين بالسلام زي ما كان يجا الحاجة اللي مثلا كان اللي جاله بتون جاز جدا كان فكان من مناطق واحد بيجن بس في أن يجي كانالايز بس قول يعني بيكون في كتاب زول قال قول يزور قال كتاب ولا حاجة كده ونترى زار ولا حاجة كده وبين في كل الكتاب اللي يزور قاله ده يقوم بعبد له بل هنا بل هنا تقول من الانترنت هاي الكتب في الانترنت بعدين بيكون في AI أي AI بيقوم بعمل كده بيقوم بعمل الكتب في كل الكتاب اللي مريه بعدين بيقوم بيصار بعدين ده هو طريقة تعمل كتب قبل ما تستخدم AI
All right. We now have a new law that just came in following the assent of the president. That is the Cybercrime and Computer Misuse Act. And how prepared is South Sudan now to deal with the AI-generated misinformation, like you so far stated?
Should I continue in Arabic or speak in English?
Let's go in Arabic, yes.
Okay, I can just mix it up, right?
Yes, you can mix it up, right?
Yeah. So the readiness of our people is still not in place. I can clearly state that the level of literacy, of digital literacy, is a little bit low in South Sudan. There might be some people, yani bikun finas and mungkin bikun fijuba hina, yani lagin furas, shan biyahdaru yuzun in workshops مرات ولا training سنة البعملو ولا حتى في المدارس مرات هم بلقوا معلومات البقر بسايدهم هم بيعرفوا كمية عن الـ AI وكيف هو بيستخدم but there are people there, those who are in rural areas like نازل مرات يعني هم ما بيلقوا فرص لحياة دول ولا واحد من التحديات يعني لحد ما كل المواطنين في جنوب السودان اللي يجوا support for digital literacy, Halimu Hajar Jordan, هم بيقدروا بيعرفوا الـ AI دي بيستخدم كيف، لأنه كان الواحد بيعرف هو بيستخدم حاجة دي كيف. طبعا في مثال بقول لو حاجة اللي عنده قوة شديد، انت لو ما بتعرف تستخدمه بطريقة سهلة انت هتكون بهية بتاعه في النهاية، لكن انت لو بتعرف تستخدمه هو بيساعدك في حاجات كتير، الإجازاتك ما بتكون متوقعة. So ناس بتاعنا شاب بتاعنا في السودان يعني هم محتاجين عشان يتعلموا كتير عن الـ AI كيف بيستخدمه بطريقة صح، وكيف كان نفهم طريقة صح كيف هو بيثبت مشاكل وبيصير تكنيك.
And also, when we talk about this law particularly, does it actually cover cases where someone can use the artificial intelligence in order now to influence the communities for political, economic, or even military advantage?
Can you repeat that again? Pardon me.
Yeah, we are still on the same Cybercrime and Computer Misuse Act, and we are asking like... does this law actually cover cases where someone or somebody somewhere can actually use the AI in order to influence communities now for political, economic, or even for military advantage?
Well, definitely I can say yes, because yani, there are some sections. Which section is not when you use those digital tools to promote misinformation, for instance, or if you use these digital tools to cause what is called cyber terrorism, whereby you can attack the national infrastructure وحاجات بشكل كده. إذا لما تستخدم الديجيتال تولز زي البطريقة المافة definitely يعني بيكون في penalty فانجو يعني غابه بيكون في لما يعني تستخدم AI for instance تعمل زي misinformation for instance misinformation ده تقوم حاجات كعبة المجتمع تاني تقوم تطلع حاجات الكعبة دي المجتمع ده وكده وهي بطريقة. وكمان لو معلومة ده مثلا صح مثلا في النهاية لو عملوا يعني investigation تحريروا حاجات دي كله تحقيقات وجاء طلع ما في محله أكيد جولة لهم الكلام ده كده هو بيتعاقب بيلقى إغابة.
نعم توني يو نو هل السلطات مثلا عندهم قدرات بقدر براقب حالات بتاع AI generated you know وكمان ما بقدر كمان عشان مون بي violate freedom of expression؟
طبعا هي ده كله بير شنو بير يعني اخصائي فهم يعني لما بيكون في مجرم المدرب عشان يشتغل شغل زي ده ولا ممكن يتابع حاجات ده اكيد النتائج بتاعه بيكون كويس، لكن لما ما في بيكون يعني ناس المدربين عشان يتابعوا حاجات ده ال AI generated images ولا حاجات ده يعني ده لسه كده بيسبب شنو بيسبب مشاكلات زيادة. So في احتياج كبير عشان ذاته يعني حكوماتنا بيدي investment especially في مؤسسات مختلفة يعملوا training يفهموا كمية عن الاستخدام بتاع AI عشان هم كان بيجوا خطوهم يعني في أماكن بثمن مختلفة عشان يشوفوا حياتهم بالكل وكيف هم بيقدر يعني
بيعمل مراقبة
بيعمل مراقبة وكمان يعني بيعلم الناس كيف هيدل بيستخدمون بطريقة صح بعد ذلك بقدر بيكون كويس، لكن كان نازل ما هو يعني تدريب وحاجات ده وصعب
نعم. Now what balance should be maintained between regulation, human rights and community peace؟
طبعا يعني الحاجة الناس بيسموه كده regulation، طبعا كان في regulation في المحل وما جايبينه ولا ما مؤسسينه عشان شنو يكون يعني حاجة زي مثلا يعني بيعثر مع زول ولا ممكن مجتمع بطريقة الشخص كده يعني حاجة ده في النهاية هو في محله عشان كيف عشان بس ناس كله يكون شنو يعني ناس يحترموا بعضهم وناس بيعرفوا بانه يعني كيف هم بيتعاملوا مع بعض بطريقة بيجيب سلام كانوا في النت ولا كان حتى في العالم العادي. So حاجة أنا بقوله في هنا دي يعني لما نحن المواطنين بنفهم بأنه يعني الريجوليشن دي هم خطهم عشان بس يعني شنو يعني كبايت كيفون عشان بس يرشد ناس كيف حاجة دي ولا بلاتفورم دي بيستخدمه، ونحن كمان نوت برضو نفسي برضو بأنه أو نقول يعني حكومات بيكون عنده معلومة برضو freedom of expression ده our human rights, the command wahid min muassasat al bo yani yikun fog balance. So akid al ganun ma fi mahalla عشان شنو عشان يشيل حق بتاعه عشان كيف تما تعبر عن نفسك زي بحرية بتاعك في النت ولا هي كده. So يعني من تجاهين من طرفنا غير هم لازم يجي في شنو يجي في اتفاقية أقوم أخذت القانون عشان شنو المواطنين بيقدر شنو بيتابعوا بيعرفوا كيف يستخدموا النت بطريقة صح, ومواطنين كمان برضه يفهموا بين الفريدم اوف اكسبريشن اللي يقولوا ده ظلم يعني ما يستغل عشان يكون عندك فريدم اوف اكسبريشن. Now you can say whatever you want to say, you can do whatever you want to do using the digital tools. So human living and indoor door are shown by a box in Mahalla. And if you read from Kalam the Kulu Batariga Wabe, I wab and that the country balance in a lacking can why to ya fine or to ya tiny not fine or balance them up the country from Mahalla.
يلا دي اتو خطوات مثلا زي الاول قلنا بانه الاي اي جنريتد فيديوز ولا فيك ايميجز ده ناس في قريه ولا في مقاطعات احيانا ما بيعرفوا بقدر بفرق ولا بيميز بين الصوره القاذب والفيديو الما حقيقه في النت. دي اتو نو من ستيبس اوردينري كوميونيتيز كان تيك تو افويد بينج يو نو مانيبيليتد اسبيشلي وين ميس انفورميشن كمز فروم بيبل بريتندينج تو بي ليدرز.
Okay, the best thing that the people in such communities, what they can do is to at least seek to get verifiable information or verified information from the right source. So how can they do that? Yeah, I mean, there are some few steps that they can follow. Those who are having access to social media, definitely they can be able to do what? To follow or maybe get the right source of information from the authentic source. يعني مثلا كان في معلومة طلع من وزارة الاتصالات وفي زول يعني كتب حاجة هناك بس يعني يحاول يشيل انتباه الناس في كلام ذاته ما حقيقة. انت كزول فردي حاجة اللي بتقدر تعمله ده تشوف يعني المصدر الحقيقي بتاع الكلام ده وين. في وسائل مختلفة, the website you can find out there are some groups حتى في يعني في مجاميع في الفيسبوك وأماكن مختلفة اللي تقدر تلقى فيه يعني معلومات زي ديل verifiable source. لكن الأسهل طريقة يعني في مجتمعات زي ديل بوسط بتاع روادي ذاته, روادي ده واحد من طريقة شنو هم يعني بقدر يبلغوا معلومة بطريقة الشنو أصح. كان في حاجة طلع بالمثل مثلا وأقول في نص يعني في زمن متأخر شوية البيجا يعني ما في ناس في 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 إذاعة ولا حاجة كده الصباح النشرة ده بقومتهم بينشروا وزول ده من هناك كانوا يعني سيما كلامنا من زول تاني وحاجة كده الكيروسي تعليم ده بقدر بصبر لحاجة تانية ما هو بلغة حقيقة كلام ده شغل يعني كان زول بس طوالي شال كلام ده جاد وصدق وكده ده بكون ما بكون كويس.
All right. Just as we get to give the opportunity to our listeners shortly, I really want this to get clearly to the minds of our audience, Tony. If all of a sudden I see, like you talked about it earlier, videos of somebody, a politician or a military person somewhere, and this is seem to be inciting possibly hate speech or something like that. And so, from my phone, I mean, how will I distinguish? This is not right. This is incorrect.
The only way you can distinguish when you find, for instance, when you find a generated image or maybe an altered image, you can do what's called a reverse image search. So that reverse image search can help you identify where, or can help you like know when has this sort of been taken exactly and where. So ito naman yani tension si Google taman reverse image site the free tool provided by Google. So ito lang the smartphone, you can just open your browser, go to Google, and then you can search for that particular image. Ito kan naman talaga haya verific talaga of internet or talaga sa ima shili screenshot go to the Google research image o bada gito sa boom time ito yung tani kaman ismo keen eye. So keen eye de kaman بقدر بديك معلومة عن كيف يعني أو لكم مرات صورة ده نشرها في أماكن مختلفة و المصدر الحقيقي حقه ده شنو يعني بدك تديك من كداتا وحاجات زي ده عشان تقدر تفرق. برضه في تولز ثانيين اللي تقدر يعني اي اي ده ذاته نفس الاي اي ده ذاته اللي هو جيميناي فور انستنس از ون اوف ذا اي اي تولز يوزد باي سو ماني بيبول في تشات جي بي تي وفي في 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 بيرفلكسيتي فور ريسيرش بيربسز في ثانيين يعني في كتار اي اي ده في كميه شديده. أنا مثلاً بصورة ذرة you can even put it into that platform and then you can ask is it an altered image or it is not an altered image. You can just be curious. Is it an AI generated image? So when you say that, it can also give you the analysis and it can tell you that this is a fabricated image, this is not an authentic image.
There are
positive use of AI itself. And if you don't have to worry about it, you can panic all around to use it for something positive.
نعم نفس الاي اي اللي بقدر بوريك الحقيقه بتصوره ولا فيديو.
So the same AI that can manipulate people around can also tell the realities.
It can tell you the realities.
All right. Tony, thank you so much. Let's keep it there for now and let's go and have the opportunity for our listeners to be able to join us right away. The Kule Lumushimeni Mitanta Radio Mirror at this moment on the Hard Talks of the Community Conversation Show. Be able to reach out to us on 0912067879, 0912067929, 0120681101, or you can simply send us a text message on 0121771411. Radio Miraya. All right, Radio Miraya. All right, let's go on and be able to reach out to us. So we have Tony Kenyigu is our guest, speaking to us much more about how AI divide and manipulate communities. Radio Miraya.
Moyo Jacob, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, Viola Elias, good evening to you.
Good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How is Juba today?
Juba is fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thomas, you're calling from Ezo County.
Yes, Thomas.
Yeah, I just have only a small comment and one question to the guest. Yeah, my comment is going like it is. Before, there is no those thing which is going to come. But now, many people are depending on that use of going to come. My people, let us try to leave those issue of going to come. Because this thing is affecting people a lot. Then my question is going to seem like it is. As I am talking, there is some people who doesn't have radio. They will know how they will know about that. Is there any chance to him because he is the expert know about that use of AI? Because for me, that is the first time to me to add about to that he apps or that he
AI.
Is it your AI?
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, there is a chance to create some awareness to the people who are on the grassroots to know more about on that use of AI because there are some people in the grassroots here, they does have radio.
All right. Know
about it now. That is my question.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Radio Miraya, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. Your name and where are you calling from?
This is Pascal calling from Yambio.
Pascal from Yambio. Pascal, you're welcome.
Thank you. It's very unfortunate that South Sudan is growing, is developing at a faster rate.
It's unfortunate like that?
Yes, I can say it is very unfortunate. Because why I'm saying so, majority of South Sudan, the illiterate rate is very high. Then in this scenario, we have just bumped into new technologies, this Facebook, whatever, the social media, and this big phone. Yet, somebody only knows how to browse and maybe access those funny images, then we even don't know how to control the gadget or to even detect whether my gadget or my My phone has been hacked. My Facebook account has been hacked. Most of us, we don't know this thing. So we are going to suffer. That's what I call it, misfortune, unfortunate. So we are going to suffer the consequence. Because even if our brother is in the studio trying to tell us the danger we are in, it's like maybe there is a word we call it a trumpet in the ear of a dog. It doesn't know what it's like. Yes. So we are not understanding what he is talking about, and we cannot manage it.
All right.
Thank you.
This is what I call it unfortunate.
All right.
Thank you for your contribution. Let us speak another caller. Radio Mirai, good evening.
Yala Elias, good evening.
Good evening to you. Your name and where are you calling from?
You're speaking to Ustaz Levy from Maridi.
Ustaz Levy from Maridi. Ustaz Levy, you're welcome.
Okay, a bit of comment, just little and one question.
Go ahead.
Is a Kalam Desa Gal IA Kalas Nasbada use for South Sudan?
Kalam Desa Nasbada use AI.
This is a very big disease which has no treatment.
Lekaman.
Yazola, I'm going to go to the Taban, you know, the Nasin, the Kalamat Ketir Manastanin. Woman beside Nasmanastanin, there was IA. It will create something that they will claim that this is Mr. So and so or Mrs. So and so.
Now,
yalla bigger baden bejash lita bro siginita braka bita. Meanwhile, you are not the true person.
Tarade mete ya wonu sukalamde.
De mete ya amul kalamde. Yalla bigger na derasa do adil mine guest na de. Ame sina ya bika video malaysi mon mikni man bagder ligo aswar lakin aswat demon gi sil minwe man gi capture aswat de kefa san man be.
Yes. Shukrana Levi so Alta Kibiju Aboba Share. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Senator Majak from Malakal.
Yes, Senator Majak from Malakal. Majak, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. I just want to comment and then one question.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Now we have ICT textbook being taught in high school. And I happen to be a teacher of ICT. And there are a lot of things that are lacking now in our textbook of ICT, including this AI. As I teach ICT, I used to bring what is called a 10 Commandments of Computer Ethics. So I just bring them from other sources so that the student can learn. Because those 10 commandments, they are very important to learn the computer ethics. Like the commandment that says, do not move around other people's computer files.
So you also have 10 commandments of computer.
Like the one in the Bible.
Yes, we have them. You can even use Google and Google 10 commandments of computer ethics. You will get them there.
We can use AI to find out. yes, go ahead.
So now, my question is, because the issue of AI now is something very serious, and we need this one to teach students about this. We need it. How can they talk to the Ministry of your education to make sure that the topic of AI must be incorporated,
included in the curriculum,
so that it is taught. Like he was explaining it very well that if the picture is being AI generated, and it can be verified using AI also, so those things can be learned through the textbook. Our students can be able to know.
All right, Majak.
Make sure that this topic is incorporated.
This is captured. Let's find out. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We go for more. Radio Mirai.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to Biola Elias.
Good evening to you.
Andrea Camilo, Ongwamis in Fogao area.
Andrea Camilo, welcome.
I have a question to the guest in the studio or online. Apart from AI and Facebook and TikTok, which one is preferable with also the next people to be used in this country?
Which one is suitable for South Sudanese to be used?
Yes, yes, be used, yes, between AI and Facebook, because Facebook other people.
All right, I think we lost Andrea Camille over there. Thank you. Your question is captured. Let us move back to Kenyi, Tony. To respond to some of the questions before we cross over to the second hour of the program.
Yes, Tony.
Yes.
Let's go to this concern. So questions that emerge from members of the public. I hope you captured them.
I captured, yes.
Yes.
I will respond to the ones that I do recall. So maybe I can start with the last question.
Mm. Right? Yes.
I want to thank everyone who raised questions and concerns.
Mm.
So regarding the AI tools that our citizens can use, or maybe you personally can use, it depends on what you're using it for. So there are several AI tools out there that you can use it. And also when it comes to social media platforms,
mm-hmm.
it is you also to decide the purpose of that social media platform. Why, like, what do you want to use it for?
Mm.
Many people use Facebook for what? For interacting or maybe getting in touch with their loved ones who are not in the country, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who use social media like TikTok to also promote their businesses, the businesses that they're doing. The people who are doing online businesses, such as selling clothes, or maybe glasses, hair, whatever business that they're doing, they can use TikTok to just do some short videos and then promote what? Promote their products or their services out there so that people can buy and then they can make money. So this is one of the positive use of social media. Then regarding the specific AI tool that people can use, you can use AI to do what? To help you organize your schedule. For instance, if you're someone who is having so many work that you're doing, or maybe if you're still a student, you can use AI platforms such as Perplexity for research purposes.
Mm.
It can really give you some good insight or documentation that can help you as a student to accomplish your assignments, prepare for exams, and all that.
Mm.
You can even ask it to help you make for you a road plan for a roadmap for your studies or something like that, and it can really help you solve it. If you wanted to specialize in graphics and all that, you can use Gemini, and then there's a new tool which is called Banana. So that this is one of the features in Gemini. You can use it, you can just give it a description, and then it can generate for you a very nice picture according to the description that you have given onto it. This is what I can say about the AI tool. So how can we incorporate this into our educational system?
Mm-hmm.
It is until when the higher education or the higher learning do a collaboration with even with all the education institutions that are in the country. Like the Ministry of Higher Education can incorporate this in the curriculum, whereby someone from primary level can be introduced to what?
Mm-hmm.
To ICT, and I think it is already, we do have it, and there are some secondary schools that they are currently like teaching those the ICT topics and all that. But when they are incorporated in place, this is where now everyone who is coming up will get some insight, clear insight about technology, positive use of technology, how they can avoid use technology in a negative way and all that. And regarding higher learning, such as universities, they can also incorporate this, because, like, I do hear this a lot. You know, some people, if they are doing some different courses, for instance, like you're doing medicine, or maybe you're doing business administration, and then you're doing, like, because in the university, people do different courses. So you will find out those who are doing different courses, sometimes they might not be interested so much into tech-related topics, or maybe, like, discussion will be, like, these are for us.
Mm.
For technologies and all that.
Mm.
But if the higher learning can also incorporate as a course unit in first year, like when you join first year like this, IT or maybe ICT is one of the courses, whether you're doing medicine or
compulsory courses.
Yes, it should be a compulsory course, because you
yes.
still be in need of what? Of knowing how to use digital tools in what? in a positive way. It can help you in your research assignment. It can help you in so many things.
Nam,
so,
Tony,
it is embedded.
نعم فضل لنا بس دقيقتين لساعة 8 وبعد عندنا أخبار باللغة العربية إنت كده جاني معنا في خط أنك دروا في أسمع أخبار وفي فاصل ده بعد أنك رجع في فترة تاني أنا برجع لسؤالات على سالو وكمان بقدر فتح خط لناس تانين عشان بقدر اتصل وهم بيشارك معنا في برنامج بتاعنا الليلة.
أوكي شكرا.
نعم شكرا. Let us go for a break and then we cross over to the second hour of the program.
Well, welcome back from the news bulletin in Arabic. And dear listeners, as you share your thoughts, think about this. Have you ever received a suspicious voice note or video that later turned out to be false? How did it actually affect your community? And before we move back to more of your phone calls, let's get back to our guest, Tony Kenyi. And, you know, before the news in Arabic, there were a few pending concerns or questions from the other callers. Good evening once again, Kenyi.
Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners. Maybe to wrap it up and to also give chance to other listeners to call, I want to remind us about something, and it is a key essential point that I would love to share with everyone here. Mm-hmm. So one thing we should know that is like AI is already here, which is artificial intelligence. And there's a question like I've had some comment also that using it cannot be like appropriate things to do, or maybe it is not supposed to be here, especially with the growth and how South Sudan is developing rapidly and all that. So what do we have to do here? We cannot ignore it, and it will not stop, because if we ignore it, we can still not stop it from evolving and doing what it is currently doing. But if we do understand it, that one will really protect you, and it can also protect me. Can protect even our communities from how they can move forward positively, especially when it comes to online interaction. I can give this chance to our listeners to maybe add a question, and also to everyone there with addition to add on this. Thank you.
All right, shukran Kenyi le inside le wale le jawaba bitak le nasal asal sualat gibel wa hasi khat bitana fadi hita mungkin tatasil lana fi 0926 7809 0926 7809 0926 7809 0681 او تبقدر رسل لنا رساله في 0912 177 141. Radio Miraya.
Mr. Alkir, my Jago.
Yes, Mr. Hanur. Maana munu udari minwen?
Maak matoke minyambio.
Naam, matoke minyambio. Matoke fadal tawali.
Shukran san barnami. Ana indi sual le defan betana online. Lano, ana kandara ki de minu. How will they manage the data program? Because it's out of yana. So, taban anata banen fi kalam beta social media yana get beta Facebook. Finas gata ki de fogo al fi get tal magashil yana gata ki de fogo. Zol kanamu gata fi na beta monde. Ya to katwa to mon besul bezolde. Lano na tabanen fi kalam beta social media. Yal betana ma yan maga garatan fi kalam beta social media de. Yan yana ile fi social media kalam beta Facebook. O maga koto bar fi kalam beta medresa. Dor beta mon chino zol kanam gata fi ajal beta monde. Andera kidemino.
نعم شكرا نماتوكي لمشاركة بتاك واتا لسا بقدر كون جزء من برنامج في أرقام بتانا تستيديو 0912 06 7879. راديو ميرايا good evening.
Hello, السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام. معنا منو دارب من وين؟
معك بطرس من رومبيك.
نعم بطرس من رومبيك. بطرس شارك معنا في برنامج تالليلة.
البرنامج مو كويس، لكن المشكلتنا الناس الماسكين التلفونات ده يستخدموا بطريقه كده ما تمام. يعني بعد مرات زول يعمل تلفون يسجل صوت زول ويمشي يخطه في الميديا ويجيب مشكله للناس الثانيين. حاجات زي ما كويس لازم اقوم انظر فيه ويشوف حاجات زي ده. اي زول يعملوها خاور وانت عملت حاجه تتعامل مسؤوليتك يعصبوك.
نعم
شكرا
بطرس لمشاركة بيتاك.
All right, let's go and have more of your contributions or questions into the program. Freddy Miraya, good evening.
Hello?
Yes, Freddy Miraya.
Good evening. You are talking with Peter Skopas in Juba here.
Yes, Peter Skopas in Juba. Welcome to the show.
بس كده شاهد الفيديو بتاعتهم شوف قاعد يقلدوا أصوات الجنوبيين على رأس بقبائل مختلف ما فيهم دينكا كيف وده عربي تل الكلام ده في جامعة السودان في جامعة السودان هناك في كلية الموسيقى والفن انت لو ما درست هناك انت بقلدوا أصوات بتاع أي زول تديره ده بالدراسة ما بأي حاجة تانية فده عندك ده أستاذ ليبي ده تعمل أستاذ ليبي بطريقة ده معناه عليلة زول عليلة لو ما تنقلد الصوت بتاع أستاذ ليبي من الساب أستاذ ليبي ينقر قال ده ما هو ده كلامي لأستاذ ليبي بطريقة ده
نعم
شوف الكوميديان بس بتاع السودان ده بس كده كوش في صفحة بلاسم تبتع القام على حاجة نقدر نقول تاني AI ده هو بيقى خلينا ما نخاف منه لأننا بيجينا خلاص ماسين في العالم منه كل شيء بيقى مفتوح يعني أنا درنا تأمن في آخر كلامي يا أستاذ حاسي للرئيس الأمريكي ما في سيجارين دوسوه حتى داك البيت وكله أي شيء مفتو لأنه كيف مراقبة بيت الرئيس بفهم إني أكي أسنين شنو ما يحصل زي الرئيس الأمريكي اللي كان زمان حصل له حاجة وناس ما كان جايبين كفر يعني الليلة الليلة ديبقى ماشي بالطريقة دي وأنا درنا أقول يا أستاذ ليفي الليلة لو في ذلك قلي الصوت بتاعتك لكن لو ماشي في العملية بتاع المتابعة في أشياء كده بتأكد إنه ده ما أنت عملت حاجة ده ليفي بالأسباب معينة في حاجات كده سريا كده أنا ما أقدر أكشف لك فيه لكن لو جات في التمات الجد هيعرفوها
نعم
ICID بكر و MI بكر و National Security بكر ومعلومات الدقيقة هذه من IT بكر انت ما تخاف من الموضوع ما خطير بدرجة انه بكرة بعد بكرة بتخاف منه يا أستاذ ليفي وإلا كانت يا مالتا الشيء اندر نمشي نكتم كلام بتاتي في الهيطة دي أخوانا كلينا لنا نكون حذرين انت لازم ما تخش في الصفحة بتاتك ما تطلع طوالي كده في الصفحة بتاتك تدريجيا حتى كمبيوتر بتاعك أكفل تدريجيا ما تطلع تلو واحد كده انت لو تلاشي تلو واحد كده أي ذنب بكل سهولة بكل سفافة بريئة لكن تلاشي تدريجيا وتحاول تعمل في يعني نادى كلمة المرور أو فاسورد كي يكون فاسورد القوي الصعب عشان تقدر تعمل وفي كل وقت كل أسبوع تتعب التليفون بتاعتك يعني تشوف إنه في شنو قاعد تحصل فيه ما تكل تليفون قوي يعني لزمن طويل شهر عشان تجد تخش في صفة كل وقت تخش في صفة بتاعتك عشان تقدر تتعب أي حاجة حصل لك حاجة
أبلغ عنه وما تسكت والسلام عليكم شكرا سكوباس لمشاركة بتاك ولكلمات بتاك المفيد كان ودي فرصة لكيني كيني بقدر ودي حبا كومنت وبعدك بنرجع ل متصلين بتاعنا عشان بقدر شلو كلمات بتاعهم مرة تاني
once again I want to say thank you to brother who has just called and he updated more not the Marumat Diada, and that one he mostly emphasized on the part of digital safety, which is how you can take good care about your digital assets. It can be your account, it can be whatever thing that you have on the internet space. I wanted to answer, and then I got to Al-Salob Al-Akh, Al-Dari, Minyambio, Ismo Matoke.
Matoke.
Yes, Matoke. So, طبعا هو كان كونسان يعني كان عنده الكلام بزاد بتاع عيال في المرحلة التعليمية يعني بيجي عيال كل زمان ده هم بيجوا شنو في السوشيال ميديا وكده منهم زمن الجيران لكن ده لأنه عيال دل هم شنو ما يستخدموا التول دل بطريقة فده واحد حاجة لأنه التول ده انت كان فعلي وبقى بيساعدك بفرص يعني بطرق مختلفة واحد منهم انت بتقدر ذاته تتعلم حاجة بالسرعة يعني لو في حاجة الفا انت بتقدر تتعلمه في أسرع وقت وكمان انت لو زول لقى تعمل بحث وحاجات زي لو كمان بيساعدك بديك معلومات من محلات مختلفة وانت بتعمل بحث بتاعك بطريقة كويسة. وكمان برضو هو يعني بقدر بيساعدك شنو التفكير بتاعك، لأنه انت كل ما تكون عندك يعني مبادرة لما الاي ذاته يديه كلام هو بيقوم برجع لك بحاجة وانت تقوم تاني كده تاني، ده بيزيد من شنو من critical thinking بتاعك، يزيد من الحاجات دي. يلا انت زي parent او زي اب ولا الام في البيت انت لازم تكون عارف في حاجة اسمه يعني digital detox. digital detox ده او نقول digital well-being بعرف المفيدة كيف بتقدر تعمل يعني balance بين ال offline interaction و online interaction. يعني انت تعمل شنو تزعبه في parenting tools. parenting tools ده مهم شديد انت بتقدر تعمل يعني كان في تنك جنة لأنه عاصلي ديال كله بيقولوا ديال كدر كوم وكده. انت بدنا جنة مين صغيره توالي في سمارت فون حاجات زي ديال انت زي الأب والأم في البيت انت بتقدر تعمل تعديلات في سيتنج في تعمله حتى كانوا في فيسبوك ولا في يوتيوب، لأنه في الكتار الذات ما مش في المدارس هم الصغار البعض بيقوا بيعرفوا يغنوا شنو ABCD وأرغام حتى بيعرفوا شنو حيوانات كيف لأنه مشاهدوا حاجات ده في يوتيوب وحاجات بطريقة ده. So إيه كنا من كامل الضبط ده في الجهاز اللي من دم لورا يعني ما بقدر بعينه حاجات المفترض هم ما بيعينه، لكن إيه بس نعم بيصير قرية ده لهم كده يعني هم بيعملوا بحث لأي حاجة هم دارين أكيد في سايكات في حاجات تانية كتيرة اللي بقدر تبصي فوق والكان مفترض شنو هم ما بيعملوا، لكن إيه بس الأب عامل شات ينزل في الابليكيشن ذاته كانوا فيسبوك عنده ماسنجر فور فيت عنده شنو فور فيت. سو الاي اي دي ذاته بقدر تجيب يعني مثلا لك افتح اكاونت بقول له اكاونت شنو اجينا صغير وبعد ذلك كل كونتنت يعني كل الكونتنت كل الحاجات اللي بيجيبوا له جينا خلوه بيشاهدوا تكون حاجات شنو
تاع عمر بتاعه
نعم تاعو حاجة بيضيفه يعني في الكلام ده. وفعلا عالم ده متطور وانا ذاته بيجينا شنو وليدنا ده ذاته بيجينا شنو جاي يتطور كله معي فهي يعني ده صعب، لكن ده مهم عشان هنا كيف نتعلم نستخدمه بطريقة ساعة شنو كيف ذاته يقدر يساعدنا في حالات مختلفة. شكرا.
Now, thank you so much, Tony, for this, explanations in regards to what was biting actually many of us in terms of the concerns on the usage of AI and how it actually divides and manipulates communities in South Sudan. We have heard so much of the concern. Let's go back to the audience. Let's hear more from them. Radio Mirai, good evening.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm Peter Scopas, one.
Yes, Peter, scopus again.
Le sual ala sa jawabu le lakuna rak. Then we know Facebook be makaru aslan taban fi Europa ma hina betari fi Britania. Yani al control fi min asap. Lano fi kulu shi al kwesu fi kulu shi al kap. Lakini taka insan arif nesa kader shunu. Itamul haja al bukra bad bukra ma bagri jiblet mushkila. Lano hina taban gali ya kitaban nam. Nabu no mininu fika yani akazit. في فتنة في فيسبوك في أكاذيب في فيسبوك، لكن إنت كمستمع أو كإنت مستخدم الوسائل التواصل ده إنت ما تصدق كل شيء. هذا الكلام ده إنت فيسبوك ما تتكلم به كده، شوف على أخبار في راديو بقول شنو يلا إنت بتجي تلقى إنه في فرق كبير. وفوق على كده إنت لو استلمت حاجة ما توالي قبل ما تأكد منه تراسل، لأنه لو حاجة ده أبوه جريمة الجريمة دي بهم ويتهم كلكم الرسل للزول ورسل للزول عاد يمشي للزول البعض الكلام دي من هناك. عشان كده كلنا نكون حارسين في استخدام عملية بالتواصل، لأنه كثير من الحاجات فيه ما حقيقة كله كذب وحاجات بالفتنة. وحتى عليا رئيس الجمهورية وقل القانون بتاع الجرائم المعلوماتية دي حاجات دينا بنشوف عيامات جزء كبير من الناس بتمشي في السجن نتيجة الأشياء اللي قاعدين كوت أسوار بتاع الناس مسؤولين في الدولة بطريقة استفزازية وقاعدين يستخدموا كلمات بتاع الناس وقاعدين يستخدموا ضد الحكومة في أشياء أصلا ما عمل نفسه. حيامات الجاية ده هيكون خطر لكل زول.
نعم
في هذا بقول كريح عمو الحذر تماما في الميديا.
Alright, Scopas.
نعم شكرا Scopas لمرة تاني كنا شيلو مكالمة تاني. Radio Miraya, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, yes, your name and where are you calling from?
Jacob Dior from Juba.
Yes, Jacob, Sharik Mana.
Thank you so much. You know, the introduction of AI has caused more damages than the best we could expect from it. In reality, AI is not supposed to be for South Sudanese.
Why would you say so?
The reason is our level of education is very low. For example, when you see the jokes that were made a few weeks ago where you can get married on Facebook with your kids and so forth, I hope some of you saw it. Now, in that form, your wife in the village, you does not know. The neighbor will bring gossips. Mm. You see, your husband has married, or your daughter got married a long time ago. She has two kids and she was at the university. I think that then from there, the community will now jump. They say, okay, this is what this girl did. Mm. And this is not the case, because their level is not our level of AI. So AI has done more harm. Now our concern is to the authority that is listening. The moment anything of that kind happens, for example, my voice is duplicated, then someone says, Jacob said this, there should be tools that will verify whether the audio is correct or not.
Mm-hmm.
A country that is full of hatred, that is dipped in hatred, can be messed up easily by AI.
Mm.
Because we have seen so many damages happened. And if we don't be careful, you can sentence someone to death for no reason. You can beat someone at the end of the day, it will be found that was fabricated and falsely put on someone. So I would suggest AI should be limited in South Sudan. And let us go for education first.
People All right.
Second through AI.
Jacob, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And for your questions onto this conversation, let's go for more. Radio Mirai. Radio Mirai.
Hello, Malik. Hello, Captain.
Na munu mana talamara?
Butrus.
Butrus, yes.
Rai, tayar shi nule. Nazar bin Abu Zunazir Facebook or Ethiopia. Del albistadamu del. Rai, shi nule lete rabeza.
All right, shukran Maratani, Radio Miraya, good evening.
Yes, good evening, how are you?
I am doing okay, how are you doing? Your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Valentino Bo, I'm calling from Pojok.
Yes, Valentino from Pojok, welcome.
Yeah, I'm very happy for the conversation of today.
Mm-hmm.
So as you have find out that the AI is having effect in the country, how are you going to solve this problem? Are you going to dismiss this application called artificial intelligence, or you leave it like this? That is my question to the person that is going to answer my question. This question later.
All right. Thank you, Valentino, for joining us. And we still have more opportunities for all of you to be able to share with us. As our guests on standby, Kenyi, Tony, to be able to make clarifications to your questions. Radio Mirai.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. How are you doing there?
We are good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yes. What's your name, please?
I'm Daniel Atem from Warap.
Daniel Atem from Warap. Welcome to the Community Conversations.
Exactly, that program is very nice.
Yes.
And actually, we need to be careful, because if we plan to prevent that AI, we are supposed to be serious for the more thing that can be affected us from that one, from that AI. Yeah, I hope if anyone having that AI, it needs to be treated. And we are not supposed to be give up for those who are affected for that AI. And here, we handle that one.
All right. Thank you so much for your contribution. And if you have just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Talk of the Community Conversation Show on Radio Mirai 101. And we are discussing about how can artificial intelligence divide and manipulate communities in South Sudan. You can be part of this discussion by dialing our studio line 0912-0678-79, 0912-0679-29, 0912.
068101. Radio Miraya, good evening. Radio Miraya, hello. Radio Miraya.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Viola.
Yes, yes, your name and where you're calling from.
You are talking to James Michael from Chebet.
Yes, James from Chebet. James, you're welcome.
Yes, it's really very nice. Using the social media in Paraguay, it is better for you to use it in the wrong way.
What are you saying?
I say like this.
Yes.
The social media is nice, it's not bad.
Mm.
For example, you can use it in research. For example, if you are a student in university.
Yes.
Yes, you can do research on the social media, and then you can get a lot of things that you can benefit from it.
Mm.
But use it in the wrong way, it is really something very, very unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is explain a lot more, Jacob.
Yes.
And for example, let me tell you, in the president of Korea is there. There is no Facebook. There is no even WhatsApp and all of this because they have a lot of propaganda on the social media. But my question to my guests: how all of this can be controlled?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. All of this have been mentioned, but for informative and educational purposes, we'll continue to have it from our guests. Radio Miraya. Yes.
My dear friend.
Is it Moderu?
Mama Deborah. Yeah, Jamata nesi tu binia taka listen to Viola de. Ita wa druenze de.
Sorry for that.
Fadal tuale, fadal tuale. Zaman to will, zaman to will. Juba koe story kev.
Pardami cha mama.
Alhamdulillah.
Ay, salam kaman le ziyupal pikat kaman.
Naam.
Kwa kwana batana kulu junu final tabara de maraya based in physical South Sudan. Yeah, it may know all social media, our Facebook or WhatsApp or I get kede al Facebook kulo. Ma batal, inesan awuna kulo ya batalin. Use batao yao, inesan ya gamul use to. Ekin use talo ito ma kutu al bal pogu kwez, betali malina gul na biga kalad, dakal pitalim de ya gigi muskila. Ekin daja al gaet ala mulu,
betalim,
yeah. Lakin hasa yana bika kala still with bahau bahul tada kalem gal sunu insan pipi mugi batal dema pipi acan insan yaga mula jad barau al bekarabo ukaman sunu batal to batal kaba nana yinu kaman Facebook al batal ana gaya na jad ketira sa kita betana bejibu sunu depa dia kebir menat tanin al gaya nu itu maya nu tanin al gaya doma bejibu citima kebir pibel betana. Kudenap tu, ina, cara bela betana, batala una batalin bela betana. Ma mungkin berawiri, pimaza, tahu bersunu, abu betak, bela betak, bela betana sedaya abu betana. Nak kulu kajunu fin, bela betana lo tahu sudah daya abu betana. Ma demesan kita abu betak lo bika kelas, agelari, anak warian, ta ma batak, awu ta ma bersiti, ma awu ta ma buerin betanin. Ina berkati. Chokolarian betabu betak. Lekin ni chabapa la unatani then one zadu fogo. Anama bechaja nus one. One command bika haka fogo zadu. Itu mayenu. Pa ziyu betana yometalila taide idapa. Pa lupi al monitoring. Al bramu chunu. Bramu follow up. Pi Facebook. Pi side betana. Al go lan tana ta bele betana ta South Sudan. Lazim kaman kiki al go ganun keliamul dor betau kaman.
Nah.
Ganun ma num, ganun ma gunung ganun ma gikab ganun oh ya hak bermenai zul.
Nah.
Kalau betul kalau ganun ma mula jad betau.
Nah.
Ini mai betai nisan. Ini tu sab, ini green kurade sab.
Na mama Debura gubaltali samarwa takelim galganun mabinum lakin nuswan ginum nas mama Mariata ginum nas mama Rahema ginum wa nuswan kulu ginum kelim le nuswan ko domon guma shan mon bidugo lan na telephone at kaman fi barnamij bitana
ay I don't know kalam na kir kalam da taman
na
itu mai no sababu ana kalam kaman na sama shaja nuswan ina itu mai no ana zol wai kan gi shaja nuswan daman daga ngana ligo riya batana u kana ligo kana batana Junubi au akuma batana ta junub au ta South Sudan o mada junusawin indu kana kebira ka sadu munamu shinumun kamta teltin time but omu daya asa wo shinu o asa dar kelimala chandigibu shinu kamsina au legdam
nama shukran mama shukran mama Debura lakini ata numfi kamsote no ita kumnumfi kamsote teletin na fimia bitakum daya shanta kumagisharek maana fi barnami
All right. Thank you so much.
Kenna shilu mukala matani. Radio Miraya.
Hello, Biolo. Mr.
Hanor. Nama Jacob. Fadal tawali. Fadal lena fatra basita. Shanna kamandar neddi fursa le Dev bitana.
Mark John Boy Melton Sal.
Yes, John.
I said, أنا التعليم قال هذا التعليم جريمة التعليم بسيط مرة عشان أنا أتكلم من الفيسبوك أتكلم بالوجود والرسالة جاد مفيد للدولة شكرا لك
شكرا لمشاركة بتاعك رجو مرايا good evening رجو مرايا yes
كيف
نينا كويسين انت كيف
Mabatali tu kwesini nat.
Neina kwesini, alhamdulillah. Marhab.
Mabior koi between South County.
Yes, Mabior.
Aywa, barnaam isabu chadit.
Naam.
Lakin fi, ayuan sakayar gaat fi gaba inak. Ayuan de lo nat jeribo. Bukali zena butow de wara. Gu zena blo ita maa dusa napsa. Sibukun butak badel.
Dea tu haywan kaman.
Lo aja. La dea ayuan sakayar. Into the end of the wheel. Who would do enough to Vogul? Yeah, then up.
Kalas Quays and Munkin Nagush to all him Felmodo.
I Barnam is there with social media. Social media, Mulu, but the Yadal Quays and
Mamma. My best social media. Can I want to see the artificial intelligence? That's my AI, right?
Aye.
Yes.
And Mamma, all the time, Bumsi, see.
All right, shukrana mabior koile musharaka bitak radio miraya hello
أنا مرحبا مرحب كيف تمام؟
تمام الحمد لله شارك معنا معنا منو ضارب من وين؟
ولا ما بطل الحمد لله معكم بشير برام جي ام جو
يا بشير فضل طوالي
أنا بقول شكرا جزيلا زي أقول كل كلام ده كلام جميل جدا أجب أن نزود بس فوقه عشان در نعرفه أجب ده كله بالنسبة لنا كان نشوفه يعني يزو ده تبتان على جيزو ده ومفرر كان يزود شير بتوه بكل 50,000 50 ألف ده عشان زول بيقوت عشان بعمل حاجات سمبر ده بيكونوا كام يمانا سرودة يا بتروز حاجاتي أنا قاملوا في شوشول ميديا أنا بعمل في حاجات ده أنا عشان تاين 50 ألف بتاقى عشان براس الهاجة المين دمانا بتاقى ما تقدر تعمل أنا متأكد أن جربيني كان عملته بغير حياتنا في شوشول ميديا شكرا جزيلا
شكرا جزيلا بشير بالمشاركة ممكن واحد مكالمة ريديو مرايا نعم أكير مكالمة
good
evening
Bijan Makar from Gombe.
Who?
Victor Maker from Rumbeka.
Victor Maker from Rumbeka, welcome to the program. Please, let's go right over to our conversation and we wind up shortly.
Right.
Yes.
Facebook is good.
Not just Facebook. Okay.
We're talking about artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, how it can divide and manipulate communities in South Sudan. Yes.
It's good.
All right. Let's keep it there. We lost him, and we get back to our guest, Tony Kenyi. And to respond to these questions you have so far raised, and then wind up our conversation in the next 5 minutes.
Yes, Kenyi. And also give us your last message, Kenyi.
Okay. I want to appreciate everyone for the call and also for the commentary plus the questions being asked. I may respond to the question that relates to content moderation. Yani kiwa na binegar na hilma sa hila del kulu be al istigdam sa AI na kari gal si hajet titir na gayan o hajet alma kuis upisuna na po lot derbamo lo lahat ang nas gato de mo atin de derbamo lo si hajet mo content moderation. Content moderation na taban yani din nizam alitet pe de pedro school hajet algar mission gay shari ko fi wasa election al ikimaya wal al itisalad وهو يعني بيحتاج الواحد يفهم يعني من content يعني يشاركوه هنا and how is it violating the community standard. واحد حاجة اللي هنا كلنا يعني نفهمه بأنه النظام ده كله ما شنو ما صنعوه في جيل السودان هنا صنعوه في محل تاني ده كلام الجبال في واحد من المستمعين بتاعنا قالوا وكلام نفر نهجية والنظام ده كله استخدمه أو نقول صنعوه بطريقة كده حتى بالغانين في شنو في البريد ما هنسيلينا هنا واحد من الحاجات الناس لسه جاي واجهه لأنه يعني السيستم لسه يدرس شنو يدرس الكالتشرال نومس بتاع البلد نقول زي جنوب السودان فور انستنس وهو قال يحاول يعني يتعلم بيكوز الاي اي سيستم ده هو يعني هو ما ذكي اصلا طبعا بيقول ده ذكاء الصناعي صح لكن هو بيتعلم من شنو من نحن ذاته يعني هو بنفسه ما بيقدر يعمل اي حاجه اللي انت عاوزه تقوم تكون عندك معه يعني انتراكشن وحاجة بالشكل كده. So كل ما يوم احنا قاعدين نشوفه في اي مكان بالذات في النت قاعدين نشوف اي حاجة في كل اتجاه هو ذاته جاي يجيب اخبار عليك بتشوفه وشي نت ما بتشوفه ده كله الالجوريثم سيعاو قاعد يشتغل بطريقة ده. فحاجة لنا دي نقول يعني بانه لحد ما الحكومة وحتى الناس اللي بيشتغلوا في اتصالات لما هم يجمعوا سوا مع بعض وحتى المواطنين بيقدروا بيعملوا في حاجه اسمها content moderation policy او جايد لاينز وحاجات دي بيقوم بيعملوا سبمشن حقه للشركات الكبار زي ميتا المسؤول للفيسبوك وحاجات دي وحتى لجوجل اللي عندهم اي اي تول which is Gemini وكمان برضه لاوبن اي اي which is chat GPT يعني الشركات الكبار دي عقبوا بقدر بتواصل معهم بقدر بيورون يعني هنا إذا ده guideline يعني هنا دارين AI ده يكون جنون يستخدمه بطريقة ده يوضي اللي هو guideline جيتانا وده ما بيحصل اللي كان ناس جمعوا مع بعض مدعوا حديث dialogues كله مع زمن وكمان برضو digital literacy التعليم بيكون مستمر ماشي لقدام وبعد كده يعني هنا بنقدر شنو نشوف يعني positive impact for AI. So I would like to conclude by saying يعني AI is neither a savior and it's not also a destroyer. So هما مدمر وهما مخلص برضو لكن شنو it can reflect on how people use it يعني هنا كيف بنستخدمه بيهو بكون له تأثير كتير. I know that in South Sudan like peace and trust it is still an ongoing process and progress let me say all projects يعني يبقى حاجة البسطة زمن غفير وبشي زمن. So AI can become one of the force that can help all of us to talk clearly and understand one another and can also protect our communities. So آخر رسالة هذه لنا يعني we have to approach AI or use the digital tools بطريقة صح with clarity, responsibility and also we should understand our local insight يعني نحن هنا طبيعتنا هنا في جنوب السودان هنا نفهم واحد واجن كيف ما بنقدر نجرح زول تاني باستخدام بتل AI. So AI can be part of can be part of us and it's already part of us and it can be part of a safer digital community if we are to use it responsibly. So let's be more informed and let's be also more resilient to our future.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony Kenyi, for your time you have taken to speak to us on the Heart Talk of the Community Conversation Show on 101 FM Radio Miraya. We appreciate your dedication into informing the public about how they can handle AI-generated content. Right. And also, we would like to thank you so much for your time and also for helping us understand how AI can be misused to create fear, fuel tribal division, and also manipulate communities. Your insight tonight are extremely important, especially in a country like ours, where misinformation can quickly escalate into conflict.
Yes, and we also thank you, our listeners, for your contributions and also for making this episode of the Heart Talk of the Community Conversations on Radio Miraya a very, very interactive one. You know, artificial intelligence does not only bring danger, it can also bring solutions. It can translate peace messages into local languages, help monitor hate speech, or even spread verified alerts that prevent cattle raids and also calm communities. Until we meet again on Friday for an insightful discussion on the Community Conversation Show, where we will discuss how our communities coping without foreign assistance.
All right, wa mina nihna fi studio hana Viola Elias,
and my name is Moyo Jacob Felix.
Wa anihna bid manalekum leilatkum Saeed.